Two panels made up of key Iraqi and U.S. officials are investigating a deadly incident involving Blackwater security a week ago that left 11 Iraqis dead. One panel seeks to resolve the widely different versions of what happened in the gun battle. Blackwater says a convoy it was protecting was attacked and guards responded appropriately. But some Iraqi witnesses say Blackwater started the shooting. A second panel is reviewing the practices of the many private security companies operating in Iraq and what changes should be made in the laws that govern them. Iraqi government official Tashin Shaikhli told reporters that panels could reach conclusions in a few days. Iraqi officials initially said they would end Blackwater's work in Iraq, but Shaikhli says the firm plays a key role by protecting U.S. diplomats and civilian officials.
If this company left, it will leave a security vacuum because most of the embassies and the foreign companies, they rely on the security company. So if we drive out or expel this company immediately, there will be a security vacuum that will demand pulling some troops that work in the field.
Shaikhli spoke through a translator. Blackwater resumed guarding a reduced number of U.S. convoys on Friday. Meanwhile, the U.S. military again accused Iran of stirring up trouble by shipping advanced weapons to militants in Iraq, even though Tehran denies sending the deadly cargoes. U.S. military spokesman Admiral Mark Fox says an Iranian arrested Thursday in northern Iraq was part of a group that smuggles powerful explosives designed to wreck American armored vehicles and kill U.S. troops.
When captured, the Quds Force officer was posing as a businessman. In reality, he's a member of the Quds Force Department, responsible for all operations in Iraq.
Iraq may be getting some diplomatic help soon. Saturday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he expects to increase the number of UN personnel in Iraq as soon as facilities are ready in the cities of Baghdad, Erbil, and perhaps Basra. The United Nations reduced its presence in Iraq in 2003 when a bomb hit its Baghdad office, killing 22 people. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.